Hello and welcome to our very first podcast of Fort Collins Heating on Air. And my name is Todd Harding. I am the marketing director for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And joining me now is our president, Mr. Glenn Frank. Glenn, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thank you.
Well, this company has a long history. Why don't we just start with that? How did this all get started? I know you've been here about 25 years, but how did this all get started?
Well, Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning, yes, has technically existed since 1996 when I purchased it, and that's the name that I gave it. The company does date back further than that with my grandfather. He purchased a existing company in 1964 from a man named E.F. Woodworth, and he and my father ran the company into the 80s-ish, where my dad then left and parted ways and started his own company. And thereafter, my grandfather kind of let the business wind down a little bit. And so by the time I decided I wanted to start my own business, I approached my grandfather, and this was in 1996, and said that I'd like to buy the equipment from him that he wasn't really using very much anymore. And he had suggested making it a continuation of the Fort Collins Sheet Metal company that had been family owned for a long time. So I thought it was a great idea, and it does have family history dating back to the 60s. And I started up and built it from there.
And originally, the Fort Collins Sheet Metal Company started back in 1934, right?
That's correct.
Long time ago. And so this is a big tradition in northern Colorado and Fort Collins specifically. And a lot of knowledge has gone through this building. But we just celebrated your 25th anniversary this year. Yes. And I'm guessing you've grown a little bit since that first year.
Grown in, yes.
I'm not trying to be philosophical here. I'm just saying the company has grown since bought it 25 years ago.
Yeah, and like I said, buying it is a little clarification. It was kind of a resurrection at that point. So I was starting by myself the first few months. I was just self-employed, one person, and then I added another and another. And so it grew from, if you trace the history back, the company under my grandfather's ownership maybe had 10, 12 employees at some point. And then he retired, and then I picked it back. He was still doing some work. And then when I picked it up, it was just me, for a while there. So yeah, now we're 70 employees, give or take, depending on the day.
And right.
Yeah, it's grown a lot.
And I think it's perfect for our slogan, which is big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Yeah. And my grandfather actually came up with that slogan when I was negotiating with him. And that was one of the many things that he helped me with as we made a name change in 96. But I remember when he came up with that, I thought, well, big enough to serve. I'm only one person, and I can easily be small enough to care. But how can I be big enough to serve? And he says, well, you serve one person the best you can, and then it'll grow and it'll take on a different meaning as you go along. But he helped me to see that you build it one person at a time, one customer at a time, and you serve them the best to your ability and take care of them. And the big enough to serve, small enough to care has definitely taken on a little bit different definition as we've gone along, but we still hold that as our goal and our to serve the customer the best we can.
And I think a lot of you might be familiar with that slogan through the company jingle. If you've ever heard our radio commercials over the years, there was a little kid singing that jingle, and that little kid grew up to be your, 18-year-old son?
Yep, he'll be graduating from high school this year. That's Mitchell.
It's very cool. And it's hard to believe Mitchell's going to be graduating from high school, but it's true.
And I think he was about 4 years old, maybe, or something like that.
He was just a little kid. I actually have a picture around here somewhere of the actual recording. But, he was just a little kid. And now he's going to be graduating from high school. So we're very excited about the fact that this is a family-owned business. It's been around in northern Colorado, seems like forever. And what do you hope comes out of this podcast? What would you like to see happen as we do this, maybe on a weekly basis?
Yeah, what I'm looking forward to is answering common questions that come about, maybe help people to solve simple problems, maybe on their own, what to look for, maybe updates on different things that the company has to offer. I know we just redid our website, and we've got a customer portal now that's available to our customers, things like that. But really to help bring some education to the consumers, our customers around the HVAC and plumbing aspect.
We also want to get our customers involved, too. If you would happen to have a question, maybe a question we could answer about HVAC or plumbing, all you have to do is send us an email to info@fortcollinsheating.com. That's info@fortcollinsheating.com and spell out the F-O-R-T. And just send us whatever question you have, heating, HVAC, cooling, refrigeration, whatever it is. And we'll do our best to answer it for you. And that's kind of the format we're going to have here. There is no set agenda, but every week we'll touch on something, either HVAC or plumbing.
Yeah, and it won't be just me. It'll be, you might have guests on other managers that work here, or maybe somebody from outside.
I've already talked to Ryan, our retail installation manager. He's been here 15 years, and he's already agreed to be my first guest.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that, too. And we'll get folks from the plumbing department. We'll get techs to talk to us. We'll get all kinds of folks come in and be on the podcast. But this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to wrap it up. This being our very first one. But we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. And once again, it is Fort Collins Heating on Air. Kind of a little play on words there. But we're just happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Todd. We look forward to sharing with you as we go forward.